You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
NBA Draft. The New Orleans Falcons select Zion.
Think that will ever get old, the sights and sounds at Draft Fest over in Fulton Alley, Fulton Square, Manning's, you name it. It was incredible. I don't know if it's going to translate into wins and titles and championships, but as I said in hour number one, to me, it sort of feels like not if, but when it comes to winning a championship in New Orleans at some point. And I primarily say that based off of David Griffin, the leadership there, and some of the moves made yesterday. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, coming up next segment to break down exactly what the Pels did, getting four players, three in the first round, one in the second. But first, Joey, welcome us to the weekend officially.
It's
indeed, looking forward to it, and for many, it started yesterday as the NBA draft came and went. Pelicans, of course, take Zion Williamson, number one overall. Jackson Hayes, center out of Texas with the 8th pick overall. 17th pick overall is Nikhil Alexander-Walker, a shooting guard. So we'll go over a little bit of that as well and also get some more takes from Jake Madison coming up in a little bit. And also the second round pick, Marcus Lazuda Silva from Brazil, shooting guard, 6'5", 190. And just the moves all the way around, too. Started yesterday, about an hour before the draft started. Pelicans trading out of that fourth spot to the Hawks. Get another first round pick that's protected from the Cavaliers. But more importantly, get, you know, the 8th pick and that 17th pick and get themselves some players. I think they can come in and help on this team. But the most important aspect of it, they got rid of Solomon Hill's contract. Why is that important? Well, that $12 million is now gone. It puts the Pelicans at about $30 million that they can use in free agency, which starts in 9 days. Max money's in the 30s. They can do that. Maybe go after a max player. They can go after some big name players. Let's see how to use that money. Point is, it freed them up. They no longer have any negative contracts. And just, to me, did a fantastic job. Adrian Wojnarowski this morning. 7 a.m. on Get Up.
Just those assets, it's clearing the cap space. They were able to get Solomon Hill and that $12.5 million off the books. Now the Pelicans are a player in free agency. They will have upwards of perhaps $30 million to go out and pursue. They could pursue a max free agent. I don't know that they're in the that they might be in the game for any of them. If they wanted to go after Al Horford, they could do that. But they want. I think the ability to draft Zion Williamson changed how New Orleans was going to do this post-Anthony Davis rebuild. That they, with him in the middle of this, they could keep Drew Holiday, you know, an all-star level guard there. They get two starters in Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and you bring another free agent into that group. This is a playoff team in the West. Typically, when you trade a player of Anthony Davis's caliber from a small market team, you're headed for a full rebuild, and they've done just the opposite in New Orleans.
Whoa! Woj, that's a Woj bomb to me. Thinks if a playoff team in the West. Now, Mr. Vegas, a little bit ago, said, look, a lot of teams in the West are getting better, have gotten better, going to be tough to do that. But it definitely, if Wojnarowski definitely doesn't look at this team as, you know, 15 wins, 20 wins, something like that. Just with some of the roster and the talent that you sort of had. Incredible the returns on Anthony Davis. They draft three players, own four first-round picks. Lonzo Ball, Ingram, Josh Hart. That's from the AD trade. Pretty incredible. Mike Schmitz, front office insider on ESPN, loves the combination of Jackson Hayes and Zion Williamson. Had this to say.
Zion is obviously the clear headliner there, but Jackson Hayes, I'm not sure we're talking about him enough. This is a guy who's the best finisher in the draft, and I think with Zion Williamson and with Jackson Hayes, you're going to see some shades of Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan playing out of that 4-5 pick and roll, and Zion throwing lobs to Jackson Hayes, and then adding Nickeil Alexander-Walker as well. I think he's one of the biggest sleepers in the draft. They did a great job in the second round, so great showing from the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, man. Again, don't pinch me. Stay away from me. Do not pinch me. Let me continue to just live in this moment right now. Jackson Hayes is getting a ton of positive reviews, especially with the pairing. Again, a lot of it is fit, right? A lot of it is fit. NBADraft.net on Jackson Hayes writes, the Texas big man is here to do two things, block your shots and dunk in your face. He achieved both goals quite often in limited minutes as a Longhorn. Hayes was a wideout in high school before a growth spurt took him to nearly 7 feet. You can tell by the way he runs the floor with those long sprinter strides. He has no jump shot to speak of just yet, and his shot blocking enthusiasm can often put him in position to be in foul trouble. But much like his Texas predecessor, Mo Bamba, Hayes oozes potential for a team with the patience to bring him along slowly. Hayes Zion immediately becomes the most athletic, dunk-happy front court in the NBA. A hypercharged version of the Lob City era with Blake and DeAndre. So that's NBADraft.net. We just played an ESPN analyst saying DeAndre and Blake Griffin. Now, that's what you're seeing there. I mentioned earlier an excellent piece. Jordan, you retweeted on our site, ESPN Radio NOLA from The Ringer. And it was from Dan Devine. And he goes through what happened last night in terms of what the Pels did. And he's like, hey, this roster is pretty darn good. He wrote the following. After making the no-brainer pick of Williamson first overall, the Pelicans set out surrounding their new franchise centerpiece with a kind of complementary talent who can help propel him towards stardom and contention. With the eighth pick came Texas freshman Jackson Hayes, a rim-running shot blocker heralded as perhaps the draft's most accomplished pick-and-roll finisher and lob target. At 17, New Orleans snagged Virginia Tech guard Nickeil Alexander-Walker, the cousin of Clippers guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who shares some of the rising sophomore's exciting attributes, such as big, versatile playmaker with poise and panache in the pick and roll. Williams, Hayes, Brandon Ingram give New Orleans an incredible combination of length and athleticism in the front court. Alexander Walker, Ball, and Holiday can handle the ball, pass, defend multiple positions on the perimeter. Etuan Moore, Josh Hart are tough professional guards who can knock down catch-and-shoot looks. The lower wattage members of the Drew crew who fought their way into the rotation amid the AD apocalypse, guys like Kenrick Williams, Kenny Hustle, remember? That's his nickname. Frank Jackson, Shaq Diallo, Christian Wood, Jahlil Okafor, may not be in Griffin's long-term plans, but they showed last season they can bring spark if given a chance. He writes, squint a little bit, and you can see what Griffin wants to build around Williamson. A big, super athletic team with monster defensive upside. One that tries to wreak havoc, force turnovers, get out in transition, and unleash Zion as the force of nature he's meant to be. Should Griffin find a way to add some shooting to space the floor for downhill rumblers like Williamson and Hayes and for penetrating ball handlers like Holiday and Ingram, you might not have to squint all that much. Then he goes on and says, hey, this Alexander Walker kid, 38.3% of his three-point attempts over the last two seasons at Virginia Tech could be a useful spot-up option, working off of whichever Pelican is handling the ball. And he then adds the biggest part, again, to me, of last night. They shredded Hill's contract. He writes, New Orleans has an estimated $31 million remaining in cap space at his disposal. Maybe Griffin won't look to splurge that in free agency. All those future picks he's stockpiling make it clear that he's thinking and taking the long view when constructing his Pelicans roster. But fortune can favor the bold, too. Says maybe why not take a swing at the piece that helped unlock Giannis in his rise in the MVP. Stretch five like Brook Lopez, who's now an unrestricted free agent. Or the teammate Malcolm Brogdon, a big 50-40-90 shooting combo guard who's 26 years old and can defend three spots. He says, hey, what about Danny Green? Niko Mirotić could also be an option to come back, right? I love Niko. We loved Niko here, right? But imagine bringing him. I like his rebounding, his size, and if he can make some shots, that's a big team all of a sudden, man. You bring a guy like Niko as well. He's talking about Lopez. I thought Brook Lopez had a great year this year. But you read columns like this and articles. Again, they have no skin in the game here. They're just analyzing. Travis, thanks for giving us a call here, man. Give us your best take on what you saw last night.
What I saw last night was Mr. Griffin do what he does best. He did it when he was in Cleveland, and a lot of people, I saw someone get it completely wrong earlier today on Facebook or whatever, saying that, yeah, and LeBron ran him off. No, LeBron wanted him there. LeBron knew what that man could do and said, I still want him in Cleveland. So we know what he's capable of. A favor that I wanted to ask from you, Jordan and Joe, you guys might sign it off on my application because, I should be assistant GM for calling out a couple of trades and things that I did. We'll talk about that later at a later date time. I heard you say something, Gus, and I don't want to be pessimistic, but I want to be honest about it. You know, just because the Pelicans didn't get Zion, which I believe they'll be a really good contending and playoff team, there aren't many first-round draft picks that win championships.
Right.
There, it's more likely that he'll win the MVP here before he'll win a championship. Because if the last two first-round draft picks to win championships actually played together, which was LeBron and Kyrie, and if I'm not mistaken, before that, it was, you have to go way back. Like, you have to go back to, Andrew Bolton, who amazingly was one, Tim Duncan, Glenn Robinson, Shaq and David Robinson. They are actually the only first overall picks to win championships. So, you know how I feel about the Pelicans. I said from the beginning, I do like what the Pels are. I'm a LeBron fan because of who he is, and I've always been that way. I just don't want the expectations to be too high on this guy because it doesn't happen often. It varies. I mean, from the players that I just named, actually, it's a super rarity that it happens. I just don't want anybody to get, too ahead of the draw with this guy too fast.
Travis, I think one of the reasons I was saying that I feel not if but when is – partly because of Zion, like I was saying, I think just I see a vision. I see a plan. I see a guy that, has an idea what he wants to do, how to build the team, how to go about it. That's why I feel confident. And that's why I said earlier in the show, I think a championship eventually does come to New Orleans. Because I think if he can be anything, because that's the thing. And it started with yesterday with him saying, look, he's not a savior. He's not here to save the franchise. He's here to be part of the family and part of the team. And I think that's the right way to look at it. And it's something I think, Travis, even you and I discussed about it, too. It's like it's not just about him and surrounding him. It's trying to build the team, although he's a key component to you. You can help it. If you approach it that way, then I think it'll work.
Absolutely. And just to tag along one more point that you had just made about David Griffin shredding that Solomon Hill and having over $30 million in cap space. I don't know how big he is on the guy, and I don't know if the guy is bigger in New Orleans, but what about Harrison Barnes, who is a really, really nifty shooter and a playmaker, or who can turn into a playmaker? I mean, he was decent, and I mean, that's hard to say, but he was in Sacramento. I mean, like, nobody wants to be in Sacramento. And then you got Al Horford out there as well, who can come in and kind of teach the big man game to one of your small, to one of your smaller guys, a Jahlil Okafor or whatnot, who can be a big man and shoot threes. And I like, and I know a lot of people are kind of against this, but I actually like Vince Carter because of what he can teach the, your young core. Not necessarily because he's going to come in and give you minutes, but because everywhere Vince Carter has gone, he's kind of taught those young, and he's left with good rapport with the young players. He just came from Atlanta, and some of the players from Atlanta are saying, you know, Vince gave me a lot of knowledge. I remember, sometime last year, one of the dudes, I think it was Siakam, actually, who used one of Vince Carter's moves on him, and then he said, man, you know, you did that move, and Vince said, and he told Vince, hey, you taught me that. So it seems like everywhere Vince Carter goes, he leaves somewhere and leaves his mark somewhere. I think I would really like Vince Carter to be with the Pels and teach those young players, because they are so young.
I'll say this, Travis, as I got to hit the break here so I can bring in Jake Madison. I'm excited about what's coming in 9 days with free agency because, again, you go back to the introductory press conference with Griffin, and he said that to build a championship, you need veteran players, you need players that come in for a year, you need players that are good role players, bench players, all these different things. He understands the greater concept on how to build it. That's why I'm excited. And just by judging in his first draft and putting all this together, yeah, I'm excited. To me, again, maybe I'm wrong. It's not if, but when. It's not if, but when the Pelicans win a championship. That's how I feel. Honestly. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, is next. Let's talk to him about the draft in more detail and analysis from the four players acquired last night. Three in the first round, one in the second. He's up next on ESPN New Orleans. Come
alive in a neon light. Oh, yeah. For over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. I'm warning you like I did the intern. Don't pinch me and don't tell me I'm dreaming. Because if I am, I just want to keep dreaming. I am so excited. During every break so far, we just keep looking at highlights of the rest of the haul the Pelicans got. Let's go into detail, my friend, of what took place. First off, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a pretty good day here in New Orleans. That is for sure. I share your excitement, Gus.
Dude, what was it like to actually see the crowd yesterday, whether it was social media or in person, just the vibe of the city yesterday? Somebody put a Z on Union Street, on Union and St. Charles Avenue, so it was a Zion Street. It was just incredible yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, you could see it from, you know, driving into my office, I could see tons of people in red. People were excited. I was getting calls and texts throughout the day for it. Then I went down for the Pelicans' official draft fest yesterday. They were expecting maybe a couple hundred people, and I think it ended up being somewhere between like 4,000 and 6,000 showed up for everything down on Fulton Street. So the city's excited. It's a lot of fun. Give a lot of credit to New Orleans for realizing how big of a moment this is for the city and for basketball, and not just being like, okay, cool, we've got Zion, but really embracing it and showing out for it.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because we opened up the show and we were up there yesterday, and I thought the Pels did it first class. I mean, from, you know, what was popping in the air, confetti, the banner that had his name on it, the stage, how it was organized, how you could get in. And I thought everything was done right. And that's incredible thinking, like you. I wonder if they thought it was just a couple hundred to just thousands. I mean, I the people I kept talking to yesterday, they were like, we've never seen anything. I've never seen anything like that.
No, I've been covering this team for something like 9 years now, and this is probably the most hyped and excited I've ever seen this fan base be right now, which is very cool because it is the start of a new chapter for this franchise. It was also very, very hot yesterday.
Yeah.
Everyone braved all of that to be downtown and to celebrate. Not just there, I went home to do the podcast. There were fireworks going off. It's a Thursday. We celebrate almost for anything in New Orleans, but you have to figure those are Zion fireworks in my neck of the woods, too. So just a very cool night overall for New Orleans. Again, great job to the Pelicans for what they did, and great job just to the fans for realizing it and getting into everything.
Look, man, this is why I'm excited and I wanted you on today. Yes, Zion brought a lot of eyes, and Zion probably got the attention. And as you're mentioning, a lot of the folks in the city going, hey, let's get on board. What time as better than now to go do it? But dude, the moves that David Griffin, let's get into the basketball, what happened yesterday. A+, man. People across the country are saying the Pels either won the draft or were one of the teams that won the draft. Overall thoughts, and then we'll get specifics on the players. When you looked at what David Griffin did in the draft yesterday, aside from Zion, what are your thoughts?
You know, I thought it was excellent. Coming out about an hour before the draft started, they made the trade with Atlanta that brought them the 10th pick, the 17th pick, sending out Solomon Hill and getting a future potential first-round pick from the Cavaliers in that deal as well. Just a masterful move. That's what this team needed to do to restock their war chest worth of assets, and also realizing there's a lot of value to be had in the middle of the first round of the NBA draft. The fourth pick is nice, absolutely. But the eighth pick for a guy you like just as much as the fourth pick, plus $30 million in cap space, plus another first-round pick, that's even better. So I think the Pelicans just did everything they should have. They've got young talent coming in. They have young talent that fits with their new franchise centerpiece in Zion Williamson. I'm very high on Jackson Hayes. They did everything right. They realized they didn't want to carry too many rookies on this team. They kind of got out of the second round for the most part. You're not going to see anyone coming over and playing for him this year from that round. They then immediately went after undrafted guys and are starting to make moves there to fill out their summer league roster. This is a team that is just well prepared and has smart people in the room knowing what to do when opportunities come up.
Right there. Well prepared and know what to do and have a vision and a plan. You've never been able to say that about the franchise, which is why, Jake, I maybe you disagree with me. It's not if, but when. I honestly feel that this morning, and I've never felt that in terms of championship. I don't know when, But I don't ever feel like if it's ever going to happen. Let's get into specifics here. You said you're high on Jackson Hayes. It seems like a lot of people are high on this player from Texas. How do you see him? And when I start hearing things like DeAndre Jordan and Griffin comparisons, man, that gets me excited.
Yeah, his NBA comparison, maybe on the high end, is DeAndre Jordan. Maybe a bit of a more realistic comp might be a guy like Clint Capella for the Houston Rockets. Been an excellent player for them. This is for multiple reasons why I like this guy so much. He's just an excellent finisher around the rim. You toss the ball up there, he's going to grab it and he's going to throw it down and you guys are going to score. So you can run the 4-5 pick and roll with him and Zion Williamson, with Zion as the ball handler and then Jackson Hayes setting the screen. He does an unbelievable job setting screens. His size and frame is pretty good overall, and he can just get right to the rim and can cause some havoc. And when you combine that with maybe Drew Holiday running through double screens from him and Zion, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very excited to see. He's defensively very sound around the basket. He's going to protect the rim for you. This means Zion doesn't have to play the five. It saves his body a little bit. It just makes his transition into the NBA a little bit easier. You've got to like a move like that. Jackson Hayes is still a little bit raw. He doesn't really have a great offensive skill set. No low post game whatsoever or anything like that. No jump shot either. But if he can give you those other two or three things that we just talked about, you're going to be pretty happy with that. And the Pelicans clearly have a lot of faith in their training staff, in their coaching staff to develop players going forward. I bet they think they can get the most out of him. So overall, this just makes a lot of sense. It fits with Zion Williamson incredibly well. That's value right there with the eighth overall pick.
No doubt. At 17, I think they got a nice little value as well. Nikhil Alexander Walker, 6'5", 205 shooting guard from Virginia Tech. How do you feel about him?
You know, I'm not as high on him as some others are. Brandon Clark was there available at 17. That's maybe the guy I would have gone for out of Gonzaga. But I think at this point, we kind of give David Griffin the benefit of the doubt here, so I'm not sure to second guess anything. Alexander Walker is a guy who's probably one of the better shooters in the draft. He shot 38% from three throughout his 2 years at Virginia Tech. He works well on the ball, off the ball. He can be a spot-up shooter. He can be a ball handler in times of need. He can be a slasher, a cutter, kind of whatever you need him to do. He's got good size to defend three positions, one through three in the NBA. And even if he's just there to be a spot-up shooter, that's pretty good. His athleticism isn't as great as what you'd like, but I think when you're taking your third guy in the first round, he doesn't need to be your first, second, third, or even fourth option offensively. And I think that gives him room to grow. He'll be able to have a very specific role here in New Orleans. And for a late first-round pick, mid to late first-round pick, that's kind of what you want to see. And those guys can grow into that. It makes their development a little bit better. So I think this overall is a very good selection for New Orleans.
In the second round, 35th overall, it's Marcos Lozada Silva, 6'5", 190 shooting guard from Brazil. He's 19 years old. You mentioned kind of a little bit earlier, you don't think anybody's going to be coming and playing here from that round in reference to Silva. Obviously a developmental type player here.
Yeah, I think the Pelicans realized they didn't want to go into the season with somewhere between 5 to 6 rookie players and have to work with that. I think they were happy with who they got in the first round, and then in the second round, you saw them kind of shying away from guys. So bringing in Silva kind of reminds you a little bit of Josh Hart. He's a guard who can hit some shots, play enough defense, probably project as a role player on the high end in the NBA. That's great. He's probably still not going to play in the NBA for the next season or two, so the Pelicans are taking his right. They use that second round pick. It doesn't add salary to their books. More importantly, it doesn't take up a roster spot on the team next year. I think that's what they were looking for. So a draft and stash makes a lot of sense. Then later in the second round of the 39th pick, they basically traded and sold it to the Golden State Warriors for two future second round picks. Again, it becomes an issue with math and roster spots that you didn't want to have to add someone there. They didn't just want to waste the second round pick, kind of like what happened with the Pelicans and Tony Carr last season, who didn't end up playing for the team. So you may as well try and get some future assets out of that deal.
Yeah, I think one of the other things that stand out as well to me is, as you mentioned earlier, freeing up the cap space. So we just went over the picks that this team got, the ability to be able to shift Solomon Hill's contract elsewhere and allowing you that. Man, there's possibilities. I mean, Horford, you know, the intern over here is daydreaming of Kemba Walker. I mean, it's just, my point Hill is you got money to spend. So how do you spend it? You got to spend it. How do you spend it?
So, well, you don't have to spend it. I'm going to caution that a little bit. So I don't think the Pelicans are going to be huge players in free agency. You're not going to get a Jimmy Butler. You're not going to get a Tobias Harris. Certainly not going to get a Kawhi Leonard. So I think the idea of getting a max-level guy doesn't make a ton of sense for New Orleans. But that cap space is an asset. And David Griffin, in his post-draft press conference yesterday, talked about bringing in culture-bearer veterans, guys who are going to kind of show these young players how to be professionals, guys who just add a lot to the team more than just their on-court ability. A Jared Dudley comes to mind. Al Horford makes a lot of sense, but I don't know if giving him a $30 million contract for 3 to 4 years, which is what he's going to be looking for, is really what the Pelicans want to do, because you're in position now to take on bad contracts from other teams and get future assets that way. So you might spend the cap space, it just might not be in free agency. Look at the Los Angeles Clippers, who would like to free up maybe, I don't know, $22.5 million in cap space by offloading Neo Gallinari's contract. Would they attach a future first-round pick or two to that? And the Pelicans can just take on that contract and then get those future assets, bide your time as you wait for those guys to expire, and in another season or two, go in with more than $30 million in cap space and all the first-round picks that you then acquired from that. So that's the way I think New Orleans is really going to look at this. Bring in some mid-level guys, cheaper guys that you like in free agency to fill out your roster. But I don't think you're seeing a big splash. And then during the trade deadline, during the season, when teams are desperate trying to free up some money or looking to make another move, that's when you strike, use your cap space as an asset that way, and bring in future draft picks.
Ah, I love that. You know, it's funny you mentioned Jared Dudley, and I looked at Jordan just now to my right, because if anybody seemed like he's trying to get his way over here, it's been him. He tweeted about how great Aaron Nelson was over there. He's tweeted several times about a lot of the other moves that David Griffin has done. I wonder if Jared Dudley's recruiting himself over to the Pelicans.
It certainly seems like it. He's very outspoken on Twitter, speaks his mind. He's the type of guy you want to add to a team. People love playing with him. And that's exactly what you want. You're someone who can kind of keep the rookies in line a little bit and also just show them what it takes to succeed in the NBA.
He's done some analyst work on ESPN, and you've seen him like either on The Jump or on SportsCenter, stuff like that. He seems to be a guy that, I don't know, he's been taught, you know, very active in the postseason. You saw him as an analyst role. I think he fits what you're saying right now in terms of being able to bring in veteran knowledge.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to be looking to do. You can't have a team just of young 18, 19, 20-year-olds. You need to put some other help around them there. Their bodies also tend to kind of run out of steam. It's an 82-game season versus maybe the 40 games they were playing in college, too. So you tend to hit that rookie wall. You just got to bring in some other talent. This is a team that wants to get back into the playoffs a little bit sooner rather than later. I don't necessarily know with the way the roster is made up right now if that's next season, but if you add some veteran players, it could help you win. I think you can get there. Rookies take a little bit to just acclimate to the NBA, to figure things out and put their game together. And this could struggle, particularly with three rookies that look to get at least somewhat significant minutes going forward. So you've got to get a multitude of guys. And that's why just adding a guy like Al Horford, not really going to put you over the edge. You need to have a little bit more depth on this roster than signing one big-name free agent with you.
No doubt. At Nola Jake, obviously the podcaster, fantastic. It was awesome to see your tweet earlier in the week about the numbers, man. People really tuning in. They love the info. And you just don't get caught again on the North Shore without an ability to record. That's all you got to do. Other than that, you're good, my friend. We got to get you like a mobile recording studio like in Twister.
It's funny. You know, I have a full-time job that I go to, and they give me enough flexibility where if things come up, I can handle it. I got tired of lugging my podcasting microphone back and forth from home to the office, home to the office. So I picked up a headset that stays in my backpack just in case anything comes out. So I'm a little bit more prepared now.
There it is. We tried to do that yesterday in a courtyard, and then the drum line started to take over, and that was the end of that podcast. But it was fun, man. Look, I'm going to remember yesterday a long, long time, man. It was just so cool to see so many people together, the excitement, the confetti, the streamers. That's great. Now it's got to translate, obviously, the wins and time on the court, but it was still cool to be a part of yesterday, and I think you'd agree it's a day that you'll remember for a while.
Yeah, very, very special day. Really just a fun time. Great to see the passion and energy from all of the Pelicans fans. Now let's win some games, and hopefully they can keep this going forward.
At Nola Jake's, the way to follow over on Twitter, Locked On Pels online as well. Thank you, bud. Appreciate your time as always. Have a good weekend.
Of course, Gus. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, for sure. Quick break. We come back. We'll let you listen to David Griffin's opening statement following the draft last night, his thoughts, and kind of a little bit of what Jake was touching on, how he plans to fill out the rest of this roster. Again, it's a plan. I like knowing it's a plan. Jordan, you're about, let's see, hour 20 minutes. 3 p.m. will be the official start time for the press conference. I've given Jordan permission, Joey, to leave the show early, get his butt down there. So that he can see Zion. You get to see Zion before me.
I know. I'm happy about that. I'll never live that down.
Well,
let you live it down.
Just remember, it's been the best internship you've ever had.
The only internship I've ever had.
Exactly. Sports Takeover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Original. We're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Who would have thought? Who would have guessed? An energy company helping cars emit less. Making cars lighter is a good place to start. Advanced oils for those hardworking parts. Fuels that go further so drivers pump less. At ExxonMobil, it's what we do best. Efficiency is our driving ambition. It's full speed ahead to produce fewer emissions. Explore more about unexpected energy sources at energyfactor.com. Energy lives here.
The police called after midnight when they caught our son at a drinking party. It was a real wake-up call. My wife and I are really worried. We don't know if our son has a serious problem or if he's just hanging around with the wrong crowd. How do we know what to do? The police officer who brought our son home suggested we try Al-Anon family groups. He said it might help to hear how other parents are dealing with alcohol problems. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting. I didn't want anyone to think we had problems like that. And I didn't think our son's problem was that bad. When I decided to give Al-Anon a try, I found it was a safe place that keeps your problems private. It was very helpful. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
What we are witnessing here is the return of Titans.
The New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Dance, man. Like, let's dance.
Yeah, something tells me that's the hashtag for the 2019 season. Hashtag let's dance. Loose Edition on Twitter, at Loose Editions, the individual that put that together. Little video. This is what I love. That wasn't from Pelicans. These are fans. Fans are putting together video montages. I mean, the excitement level is incredible. Don't pinch me. Stop it. David Griffin, executive vice president of basketball operations, following the draft.
We're waiting so long. Sorry we weren't able to come speak about the number one pick sooner. As you all saw, we had a rather eventful evening. So we have several conversations going on with other teams that I can't get into any specifics about, unfortunately. And we're just going to have to leave it there. So I know everybody's going to want to ask questions about other than the first pick. And I just cannot say anything about any of it, unfortunately. Obviously, Zion was somebody from the very beginning that I think the city related to immediately. They reacted to in a very powerful fashion. Winning that lottery was obviously a watershed moment for us as a franchise. And we went through a pretty thorough process there, I think, in terms of knowing that the human part of all of that was right. Alvin Gentry and I were able to meet with Zion the night of the lottery. And we were so taken by him as a kid, as a human being, 20 minutes into it. I asked if he would mind if his parents came downstairs and sat with us. And we sat with them for about an hour and a half. This is a really, really impressive family. You'll hear me say much of this again tomorrow as well. The human element of this family is as impressive as the on-court element of Zion. It was very much a love affair for both of us right from the beginning. I think the family very much related to Coach Gentry. I'm going to say this again at the press conference tomorrow. Alvin Gentry is the only human being in the NBA that could have been in that room at that moment and delivered the message with the parents that he did in the way in which he did. He connected with them on every level. His roots in the Carolinas and the family's roots in the area, all of the players that Zion grew up being told by his stepfather, Coach Anderson, were good. Zion knows those players as being magical players. And Coach Gentry knew every one of them and could go into great detail about every one of them. And it was really a cool moment. So again, I want to keep reiterating the human part of this is at least as big as the on-court part. And all of you obviously have very high on-court expectations. Look, this is not somebody who's supposed to be the savior of this franchise. That's not what this is. This is a 19-year-old kid who's going to spend this year learning how to play winning NBA basketball. And everything that we're doing from now until the end of our time here as a franchise is going to be about long-term sustainable success. This is Drew Holiday's team. And when we made the team, the trade that we made, or are working to complete, rather, with a certain player who used to be here with Drew, we were very cognizant of the fact that this is Drew Holiday's team. And from the moment I got here on the ground, the very first conversation I had with him, I challenged him, and he has responded to it every step along the way. Zion is going to be part of learning how to win at a really high level. And at some point, if there's a time that the baton gets passed in terms of who's expected to carry us to win games, it will. That's not now. This is a 19-year-old kid. So we're going to take time with this, and it's not going to be something where I want people to just expect this is instantaneous. You know, it's amazing when you see him. He's got this just magnetic personality, and he makes everybody see such star quality that you immediately say he's the one. He's the one. He's the one because all he wants to do is win basketball games. Zion Williamson does not give a damn how many stats he puts up. He doesn't care about any individual awards. All he wants to do is win basketball games. That's all Drew Holiday wants to do. It's all anybody that we're going to invest in deeply here wants to do. And so let Zion be that kid. Don't write this like he's here to save this franchise. He's not. He's here to join this family, and we're here to raise each other.
I don't know what else to say. I need a timeout.
I'll tell you how the Zion experience is.
I'm talking about the David Griffin experience. What I love is he lets you know why he thinks certain things are going to happen and can take place and are going to work and succeed. I love the insight taking us behind the curtain there. What was that meeting like with Alvin Gentry and his family being able to connect? And I get it. And the reason why I wanted to play that is because there's a lot of people that aren't sold on Alvin Gentry or don't understand why he was kept. Again, it's about relationships. If we're going to trust David Griffin and knows what he's doing, he's telling you there's certain elements and aspects to Alvin Gentry that make him the right coach right now. Now, again, he's got to win games. And I understand that. And he knows that. And for also those other people that said, you know, trade Drew when there's value. You heard David Griffin as clear as you can in that 4-minute clip. This is Drew Holiday's team. He knew it the second he got on the ground. And it was all about him. Period. End of story. And that's why you heard him say it's what we've been speculating. Zion can come in because of Drew and just go play basketball. Drew's team. Drew's the leader. Drew's got it. I love it. I again, if you weren't impressed in that 4-minute, 25-second clip, I don't know what else you want to hear.
You best get going.
Well, not just that, because you haven't heard that if you've been a Pels fan. Quick break. We come back with more on ESPN New Orleans.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army. For almost 20 years, I served side by side with some of the most resilient men and women I've ever met. They taught me that we all go through challenges, and one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or a service member in crisis or even having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. All it takes is one call, one chat, or one text to connect. Caring, trained responders are available 24/7 with free confidential support for veterans, service members, and the people who love them. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838255. One call, one chat, one text, one conversation can open the door to support. Reach out today. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Oye, amigo, it is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Guys, I got a feeling something big's going to happen during the show today.
All right, 2 minutes, get out of here.
What?
Like, honestly, so useless. You got a feeling. Thanks for sharing it with us and
you'll
just
see.
Stopping the show. Okay, great. Thanks for coming with all your sources.
I feel like nothing's going to happen today that's big.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Get out of here.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. We'll play some of the question and answer sessions here as well from what David Griffin had to say. Love to get your opinion, still 800-998-1003, and at ESPN Radio Nola, your thoughts on what Pels did yesterday. Uber Eric tweets, my takeaway is this, that huge gap between Saints and Pelicans has never been closed a lot. For the first time in forever, I was glued to the NBA draft. I wonder how many people, you know, tune into the NBA draft yesterday for the first time when you think about it, right? I think it was one of those days and events that really got a lot of people interested in trying to understand it. One of my favorite things that I saw too yesterday, and I said it, they needed to print these shirts out, you know. Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raptors, has his own logo hat, the Nike, you know, the double N. Mm-hmm. What did I say? I said, Alvin Gentry needs to get a shirt printed.
Bleep
with,
yeah.
Bleep yeah. Well, He's holding a picture around social media. It's made the circuit. I retweeted it, and somebody made the shirt. I think it's the same shirt that, you know, they were giving away yesterday, same font and all of that. But it has bleep, yeah, in quotes. Said he was holding it up, all smiles. I'm telling you, they could sell that shirt at the arena. Sell that shirt, and people would buy it. Would you get a bleep, yeah, shirt?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe you should ask Coach Gentry if he's doing his own little marketing, you know.
Are you going to be selling those in the near future?
Well, yeah. I mean, he needs his own clothing deal. I mean, Nick Nurse has one.
Yeah.
Why not Alvin Gentry? Right? Brian Windhorst on the Zion trade.
This trade is so complex that David Griffin actually acquired a draft pick last night that he traded when he was the GM in Cleveland, that went to Atlanta that he got. The most important thing out of all this is that Zion Williamson becomes a star. If he becomes a star player and is the replacement for Anthony Davis, the Pelicans are completely set up to not only support him, but also make deals and improve the team and draft people.
Lots of support, I think, is a difference here. And again, he's going to get that attention. You heard David Griffin saying that he's magnetic. His personality is. Max Kellerman.
The Pelicans don't have to make the playoffs. Zion doesn't have to average 20 points a game. The games will be nationally televised constantly. He will lead this show constantly. He is an NBA superstar today.
Boom. Lee, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, man. What you got?
Hey, Gus, man, let me tell you, Shelly and I were out there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We were real close to the stage where they were interstage right, where the guys come up on the stage and everything.
Right.
And, Gus, there were so many people out there, man. I was standing next to a guy, he had to be in his 70s. And he was like, this is the first time in forever that I've attended any kind of basketball function since Pistol Pete was playing here in New Orleans.
Wow.
He was giving me the whole history of the Jazz, and the last time he ever came out to a basketball event is when Pistol Pete was playing. And I was like, wow. I said, so Zion's got you that excited, huh? He said, it's not just Zion. He said, it's the whole experience. It's Dave Griffin. He followed Dave Griffin's rise to GM status and to president of basketball operations status. And he said the first thing that Gail Benson did right was realize that once a player walk away from $240 million to leave and go somewhere else, when she looked in the mirror and said, you know what, it's my fault, and got rid of everybody who was in charge of making decisions. And he said when she made the decision to hire David Griffin, that made him pay attention. He said today is just a culmination of big things to come. He said he felt like yesterday was going to be a history changing event for us in basketball in this city. He said same thing you said. It's not if we're going to get a Larry O'Brien trophy, it's going to be when. It's going to be when are we going to get a O'Brien trophy? Because he thinks we're doing it the right way. We're building it right. Don't expect Zion to be the savior of the team. You and I, we say this a while back. We know who this team was for. This team was Drew Holiday's team when AD was here.
Yeah.
When AD was here, this was Drew's team. We knew it. We knew it. That's why I say we don't have. Drew is the alpha dog on this team, and he doesn't. He's going to take all the pressure off this kid. Man, I just love it. I love the combination of veteran and young talent and rookies and kids, because we have young talent, but they're not really kids. But we have rookies that are kids, and Zion is the head of that class. But I think we got a lot of guys with chips on their shoulders. Ingram, Ball, and Hart, man, they got to feel like throwaways right now. And those guys are going to play with chips on their shoulders.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many games the Pelicans are going to have televised nationally. But I know every game against the Lakers, you can book it.
Every game against the Lakers. I like that.
Every game, so it's going to be at least three of them. It's going to be at least three of them.
Lee, that's got to be the first game of the season, isn't it, Lee? The first game of the season on national TV.
Or Christmas.
Late. Ooh, Christmas. I like that. Lee, got at the top of the hour break, man. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Eric, stand by. We're going to come to you right when the show starts. And we're going to play the back and forth between David Griffin and his Q&A so you can hear from the man himself what he had to think, where he's going from here. I'm ecstatic. Hour two in the books, hour three next of the Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans. Come on.